We didn't learn the Ramo. We're Simon Nun Chesiv Dalad. Let's just see again the Machaber and the Ramo. In Kro Mishaola Amuda Shacha, if he learned Krishma Mishaola Amuda Shacha, Afopish Lehoya Onus, Yotam the Evet, that means that we had learned yesterday that it says the Pasuk of Kumecho. Now, most people, the time when they used to get up was from Mishayakir till the Shir Mishayakir till the Neitzachama. That was the time that most people used to get up. There were some people, and this was very understandable because there's no illumination. So before Mishayakir was pretty dark. So most people did not get up at that time. But there were some people, till Mishayake, most people did not get up, but there were some people that got up already from Aloysa Shachar. So it says in the Pasuk, Uv Kumecha, so the Lechatchiladik Isman of Uv Kumecha is from Mishayake till the night. But the Eved, if he learned from Aloysa Shachar in he's Yotzebidiyevet. And we learned yesterday that this is only if he doesn't do this frequently. That means if once in 30 days he does it, he's Yotzebidiyevet. If he makes a practice out of it, he's not an Onus, he's not Yotzeb. Chazal did not want that he should learn Krishma Mishalom Udashachem. If he learned Krishma by Amuda Shachar, he learned Krishma without the brachas. Yachzer likroisa bizmano im habrachas. So now later, when it comes to zman, so he should learn again Krishma with the brachas. He should buy lekamon simin sabach. That means even though he learned Krishma already, he should learn it again with the brachas. Sifei. Im nenas, v'loi koro Krishma arvis, ad sha'ola amuda shachar. This person was an oynis, and the whole night he was unable to learn Krishma. He was very busy. He couldn't learn. He was on the Chemel Kaddish, whatever it was. So he was, the whole night he was busy. He didn't have time to learn Krishma. Could be. What? Could be. That's also called anonymous. That means Lamaisa, he fell asleep, but I mean, he was unable to learn Krishma. The Kitzer, he wakes up, and it's after Alois HaShachar already. It's after Alois HaShachar, and he did not learn Krishma. He didn't have a Meirev. He didn't have a Meirev, but didn't learn Krishma. So now, it's after Alois HaShachar. Good morning. They wake him up. Good morning. It's after Alois HaShachar. He didn't learn Krishma. He didn't learn Krishma Shalavis. He didn't have a Meirev Shalavis. Im Nenas. So this was an oynis. So he had, it was a legitimate oynis. Leikora Krishma Arvis at Sha'ola Amuda Shachar. Is given Shadayan Lai Heinates Achama, Lamais is before the Nates Achama. So before the Nates Achama, so there are people are in the process, that means like this, people were in the process, people used to get up from Mishayakir, which is let's say 60 minutes before the night, till the night, people used to be getting up. So, but in this time, there are people still sleeping. There's people are getting up. So this is man of Mishayakir till the night. There were two groups of people. There were people still sleeping, people who were getting up. Yeah, people. The pasuk doesn't say night or morning. The pasuk says b'shach b'chov komecho. So this is asman that there's still people sleeping, and this is asman that people are getting up. So kivin shadayin lehonei tzachava. Since it was before the night, so that means from the aloysa shachar till the night, it wasn't the night yet. By the night, it seems most people were up already by then, but in this man between Alisa Shachar till the night, this is as man. People are getting up, people are still sleeping. Kaira Krishma, so this can be considered Uvishach Bacha, because there's still people sleeping at this time. The Yaitse Bo Choymes Krishma Arvis, is the Yaitse Krishma's Arvis. Yes? And Lamaise, he can daven Mayrev also. We won't say Hashkiveinu, but he can daven Mayrev. We can say Birchas Krishma also. We can say Birchas Krishma. And this is man of from Aloysia Shachar till before the night. What? Hashkiveinu cannot say. Hashkiveinu means too late. It's not a time when people go to sleep. It's a time, Mishach Bacha means when people are laying down, but it's not a time to go to sleep. People don't go to sleep then. So Mele, he doesn't say Hashkiveinu. Okay. But Ulayin Krishma shall Arvis. Now, after the Netzach Hama, now it's Mamashayim, that's his Mandav Kumecha. So after the Netzach Hama, he can now when Krishma show Shachar. But Vimhoya Onus Ba'isay Shah Lotzi Faderech Vikoim Gdude Chaya Velisa. Now, he had another problem. He had a problem when it will come the Netzach Hama, he's on the journey, he's going to be in the Mokim Mesukin. On the journey, he cannot learn even the first Pasuk of Krishma, because he can't be Mechavan, he's petrified, he can't be Mechavan even the first Pasuk. So we learned yesterday, the person who's going on the journey, so he is permitted to learn Krishma from Amud HaShachar. He's permitted to, since other people get up, then he can learn Krishma Shel Shachar, Amud HaShachar. So now, he has a problem. He just learned Krishma Shel Arvis. It's after Amud HaShachar. But now he's going on a journey in 10 minutes, and then he won't be able to learn Krishma. So he said, such a person, halachically, is permitted to learn Krishma Shel Shachar already, after Amud HaShachar. Since he's an honest, he's allowed to do it. So now, could he learn Krishma Shel Shachar right afterwards? That means I learn Krishma Shel Arvis. No, but etzem, it's a zman shrive, it's a zman kime. So I was yoytze Krishma Shel Arvis, now I'll be yoytze Krishma Shel Shachar. So he says, no, you can't do that. Vimhoya onus boisei shalot esladach. He learned Krishma already Shel Arvis, it's after Amud HaShachar. Halachically, we can say this is man shchive. There are people still sleeping now. So he learned Krishma Shel Arvis. Now, but the people are getting up also. So bimhoya onus ba'isa isha lotzis l'derch makayim gdudei chayim v'lisnik. Lo yitra oz krishma pam sheinis l'tzeis ba'idei chayvis krishma shoyen. So now he can't, even though a person who's going on a journey is permitted, and he's anonymous, he's permitted to learn Krishma Shel Shachar from Amud HaShachar, but since he learned Krishma in this time, Krishma Shel Arvis, so by learning Krishma Shel Arvis, so he designated that this man, it's true, this man has two, it can be looked at in two ways on him. It can be looked at as the people that are still sleeping. You can look at it as Zman Shchive. You can look at it, the people are getting up already, so it's called Zman Kime. But if he said Krishma Shel Shachar, so then he designated this Zman that has a din Zman Shchive. So till the Netzach Hama, he can't learn Krishma Shel Shachar. He can't learn Krishma Shel Shachar. What do you mean? After Netzach Hama? No, no problem. Yeah, no, no. We're talking about the same Zman. Vayikras Krishma Pam Sheinis Lotzis Boi Dechavis Krishma Shel Yayin. Shema Acher She'osa Lo Yisei Shol Lailo, if he was Yotze Krishma Shel Arvis in this time span from Aloysa Shacha till till the night. So we made it Laila. So Yev Shalach Zivilasoysa Yev. So you can't make it Yev. Yeah. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Achamo, before the Neitz Achamo, even Shadayim Lahom Neitz Achamo, Mitzvahs Anoshim Yishayinim Bo'isir Hazman, there's still people sleeping, L'chaim V'shah Sadcha Kirin Begam Kenu V'shach Bechot. Avo B'lav Ochi Afilu B'diyevet Lo Yotza. That means there are two Zmanim, V'kumecha, when people get up. And V'shach Bechot means when people are sleeping. So since this in reality is a time when people get up, right? There's still people, but this is the time. So halachically, I would not say that this is man shchiva because now people are getting up. But since he was on onus, we'll say, but since this is as man shchiva, so but the end of the yoytze krishma shalavis. Lo yikro, he should not, but al kaponim, he cannot learn Krishma Shel Shachis. V'yesh chilkim bozeh. Another say he could do both. And that means I can assume that it has a din, this zman has both of these milas. It's a zman shrive, it's a zman kima also. That means one isn't a stira to the other. Both are true. That means people are still, there are still people that are sleeping, the people are getting up. So Lamais is this man is this man of Shechim and Kima, so by the end he can be Yaisa with both. Not like the Machaba. Shainis, Afilu Acha Shigia Azman, the Shiyakas Chaveri, Bericha Kaaba Amais. So that means it's now already a Zman Kima already from Mishayak, it's a Zman Kima. But this old Zman since is considered already a Zman Shriva, and he can't think Krishma till the night for Hama. So now the Shaila is, let us think for 1 second. This person has a dilemma. That means it's after Alois HaShacha, he's going on a journey, and the journey he won't be able to learn Krishna. So now we're telling him, so now he has two possibilities. One possibility, so we tell him this man halachically could have a din of Laila. Halachically, Zich has a din of Yom. That's really a person who's going on a journey and he won't be able to learn Krishna. Bismani can learn Krishna from Alois HaShacha. Now, whatever he does, L'chayre is going to lose out. He's going to, that means if he learns now Krishna Shal Shachis, so he lost Krishna Shal Arvis. If he learns now Krishna Shal Arvis, so he lost the Krishma Shal Shachis, and it's Toder, maybe Krishma Shal Shachis is Toder. What? Oh, so he says he might, maybe, it's not much more than a suffering, most probably won't make Krishma Shal Shachis. But since there is a possibility, that means if Elena Krishma Shal Shachis, he was Matche B'yodayim Krishma Shal Shachis. So that he zichah can't do. Even though Alpi Cheshbon, he thinks he won't be able to learn Krishma Shel Shachis, but maybe there'll still be a possibility. So therefore, that's the Seidus. And the Seidus, you learn Krishma Shel Arvis, then maybe you'll be able to chaparai after the Neitzacham or Tol Shel Isho is Krishma Shel Shachis. That's the Tzivo. Af Alpi Shezmano Nimshach Asif Ashor Shlishis. Even though this man of Krishna is only till a quarter of the day, afterwards, v'kamecha, im avro shah shlishis v'loikro. What happens if it was the third, the a quarter of the day passed, so a shlish is passed, and he didn't learn it. So that means he blew it. He, Krishma, he didn't learn. Now, he's not Yotzer Krishma, because it's after the Shor Shlishis. So, Al Kaponim, the next hour, he could say Birchas Krishma and Krishma. Kairi, he learns Krishma and the Birchas Krishma. Kol Shor Revi Yishu Shlisha Yoyim. Now, Ve'ein lo Yischar ke Kairi Bezmano. Now, the mitzvah of Krishma, the Mechaber says he doesn't have. Forget about it. I mean, Krishma is Asman. Just like Rav Chaim Volozhna in the old says a person will blow shofar by the Seder and eat matzah by sukkahs and those which I say, I mean, he's doing the shofar as a mordeke mitzvah, but it's a man for it. If you blow shofar by the Seder, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You eat matzah, mudah the geshmura matzah by sukkahs, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Al kaponim, so Chaim Volozhin says, just like we understand this, we have to understand if a person learns Krishna after the Zaman, it's also the same thing. So he's blowing shofar now. So that's what the Mechaber is saying. So even though it's after this man, v'ein lo yischar ke koyrei bezmano, kaponim, it's ishulein krishma. Koyrei se bechoser, kol shor revi yishu shlish hayoyim. He says, birchas krishma also. He says, birchas krishma and krishma, the fourth hour. V'ein lo yischar ke koyrei bezmano. He doesn't have the schar of krishma, but it's kikoyrei betoyre, and fakertzol, he's oimed v'tvila mitoich divrei toire. There's an Indian that a person should daven mitoich divrei toire. So the Krishma will be the divrei toire. And he says, Birchas Krishma. Birchas Krishma you can say even though you weren't mekayem the mitzvah of Krishma. V'im ovro shor revi'is. But what happens if the shor revi'is passed? That means that's the zman tvila. V'loi koro. So now the Zman of Birchas Krishma passed. Kaira b'loi b'chaser kol ha'yayim. So now, forget about Birchas Krishma. See, it's like l'chazach in the Mishnah Berurah. Forget about Birchas Krishma after the Shor Revi'is. So memela, you can't say Birchas Krishma anymore, but you should learn Krishma. B'loi b'chaser kol ha'yayim. Say Krishma. We'll see what the Inyan is of saying Krishma afterwards. Zakta Mishnah Berurah. Kra, Leikra. It says, what if he didn't learn Krishma the third hour? Kaira Yaisa Bibachesar Kosho. Afila Bibshia. That means he was a Peshaya. But now we should say Krishma and Birchas Krishma. V'nire poshut amashe kosov v'loikro lav davke, not because he didn't learn Krishma. V'ua din afilu kolo oiso kulo mikoidom bizmano b'loi b'choseo. Means what if he learned Krishma? He's an elechiyit. He learned Krishma before. They know that he's going to daven late. So memela, they won't make this man Krishma, so he learned it before. So now when he starts saying Birchas Krishma, he's Zichus to say Krishma and the Birchas Krishma. So why did the Mechaber mention he didn't learn Krishma till now? So the fourth hour he should learn Krishma to Birchas Krishma. And if he did learn Krishma before, he still will learn Krishma to Birchas Krishma. So why is Pshat and the Mechaber? El Ravusa Noktay. The Lainay Mekim and Lekore Klal Adato Garua Yaisa. That since he didn't learn it, it's much worse. Ken Kosa Be'edyim Be'ish Yaisim Seim Simen Membrov. What I could find in the Be'ish Yaisim, the Be'ish Yaisim brings down a very interesting Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that was a psatainis, and they came in, one of the Meroim came in, and it was after this man Krishma, and they were learning Bichas Krishma and Krishma. So one of the Meroim wanted to be Moiche. He wanted to be Moiche. They're learning Krishma now. What was after this man Krishma? So the other one told him, he says, what's your problem? They learned Krishna before, so what's your problem? What's your problem? They learned Krishna already. He says, no, but people will see that they're learning now Krishna. They'll think, oh, this is this man. See, all the Chinese, they'll think this is this man. So this ahava, I mean, even if they learn Krishna already, this ahava, I mean, now you shouldn't learn Krishna, because if you learn Krishna after this man, it gives an appearance. It gives an appearance that this is man Krishma. So forget this as far. So what happens if a person Bechlau did not learn Krishma? He starts off after this man, he learns Bichas Krishma Krishma. So I would think, now you shouldn't learn Krishma. You zicha think, this is this man. I'll learn Krishma, Bichas Krishma. You zicha can fool yourself that this is this man. Is Kamash Malom, so that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, even though he Bechlali didn't learn Krishma, it's important to let him learn Krishma now, even though perhaps it's a little deceiving, it looks like it's still not Krishma. If he learned Krishma before, it's much better that he can learn now. I mean, he learned Krishma already, but here he can fool himself. He never learned, and now he learns with the Krishma, so this he'll think that this is this man. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, even though he didn't learn Krishma, he could still learn Krishma now, after the Shor Shlishis. Yeah. But B'tshuvas Mishkan HaShakev Simen Ayin Zayin Mefakpet Pazeh Heichet Metchila Kores Kula Ayin Shom. That I was unable to find this Mishkan HaShakev, but it seems to say that you can only learn Krishma if you weren't Yotze Krishma, then you can learn Krishma later. But if you Yotze before, then you shouldn't learn Krishma with the Brochus. Okay, it means you say the Brochus without Krishma. I think that's what he means. Shoravis, so he can say Birchas Krishma even though it passed his man Krishma. The Brochus ain't him Shayachim le Krishma. Brochus have no shaykhus to Krishma. Dafar pisha niskanu kaidim Krishma. Even though we say these brochus before Krishma, we come back in love because Krishma, it's not brochus on the mitzvah of Krishma. She ain't in mevorchus a kishon be mitzvah is mitzvah nili Krishma. Rehem kamei tfile. It's like tfile. Lefichoch, dina kamei tfile sa shachos shirak at shlish hayay. Then the Mechaber says, Ovro Shorevis, what happens if this man Tvile passed already? It's after the third of the day. Afilu Nenas, he was an Einis. Abelochi Mikan Ve'elech Hifsit Abelochis V'imbirich Avibroche Levatola V'ayim V'biraloch. And here, this is our Rosh, which is a pachad neure. It's a pachad neure, let's just, for, I want to hear for a minute. Okay, this is month filler. This maybe it's month filler. But I'll come on my, let's say the Zman Krishma, let's say the going Zman Krishma now is Be'erech 9:20, 9:30. So let's give it less than an hour. So let's say 10:15 already is past his Zman Tfilah. He's past his Zman Tfilah. So then if a person is davening Birchas Krishma by 10:15, so the Rosh is, it's a brocha levatola. That's what the Rosh, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. But in Biraloche, there are mekilim. So Mamela and Biraloche, He says like this, Kaira b'loi b'chay seh, ayin b'mishna b'rur, Mishna b'rur says it's a b'roch l'avatol, that means I'll say, it's after 10:15, forget about it, don't say b'chay krishma, it's a b'roch l'avatol. Ayin b'mishna b'rur, v'am sh'das ha'prichotosh k'das ha'rambam, the Rambam holds he can say b'chay krishma the whole day. He can say b'chay krishma the afternoon, the whole day he can say b'chay krishma, mishwa no son, kvala brochis. Kaposko roiva choinem kemat kulum kedasa rosh vatruva shulchanoch. You can only say birchis krishmen. Till after the fourth hour. Vaim b'tshubis mishkanei shakim shedate neite lachi b'diyevet at chatzais. He says they gave it a din of tefillim. So just like by tefillim, tefillim bizmano is to abba shoyis. But it's he can say this tefillah shalay so he says the birchas krishma are not worse than tefillah, and you can still say it till chatzayis. The kaim olam b'simen peitesh imover asman tefillah hafapi kaim mispalulat chatzayis ayin shom. Ve'ef shishesh lismaych alzeh le'inyinim hoye lo'y oynish lo'yoche likreis abroch reba b'shoyis. Kibatzosi b'sefer ma'ril hilchis tefillah shekostu shem ha'mara sheminig lo'hoko b'nena shish lo'y hafzid abroch. So al kaponim, the Mishnah Berurah is meiko, that if he's by an oynis, one can say the birchas krishma til chatzayis. The Piskei Tshuvah brings roiv achroinim are Mako, not like the Mishnah Berura, they said if he's not an oynis, he can also say Birchas Krishma Tul Chatzois. So this is a Gvaldik and Mele Tshoyshe for those who start davening Shabbos base 10 o'clock, and by the Birchas Krishma, it's 11 o'clock already. So he brings down, there are many poiskim that hold, Nafika Beginim also holds like this, that you can be Mako Tul Chatzois. So Kaponim to be Amela Joshua on the Machen. Now, I'm a Biraloch. Okay. Koiro, Beloy Bichaiser Kolayim. Now, let me just mention one thing. We'll see the next Mishnah Berurah, but I just like to mention this Amur de Kekashe. That Kesef Mishnah asks a very pertinent kasha. It says in the posik v'shoch b'cho. Now, what does v'shoch b'cho mean? Does a v'shoch b'cho mean when people lay down to go to sleep, or does v'shoch b'cho mean when people are sleeping, they're laying down, not when he does the pula to lay down? Or people are laying down already. That means like this. We'll say, when do people go to sleep? So say, from Tzeisa Kechovim to Chatzayis, people, that's when people go to sleep. More or less, person goes to sleep at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, that's when people go to sleep. When are people sleeping? Well, they're sleeping 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. So Mishach B'cho does not mean when people lay down to go to sleep. Because then after Chatzos, I would not be able to learn Krishma. No, V'shach B'cho means when people are sleeping, are laying down. So therefore, the whole night, if I didn't learn Krishma, I could learn the whole night, because this is as man Shechita. Like the Kesef Mishnah, so let us be consistent. Over Kumecha, should now let's also, what is the translation of Kumecha? When people get up, or when people are up? If you'll tell me when people get up, so good, they get up from these are the Gimel Shoyz Rishonis, the B'nai Malach, they get up from Alois HaShachar to 3 hours after. That's when people get up. When people are up, they're up the whole day. So he said, so the Kesef Mishnah asks Amir the Kekasha, when it comes to Vishach B'cho, you don't say when people go to sleep. You say when people are sleeping. So the whole night you can learn Krishma. So the Kumecha say the same thing. It's not when people get up, when people are up. So you should learn Krishma the whole day. That's the Kesef Mishnah's Akasha. So the Kesef Mishnah answers on this Kasha, you're right. daki klakrishma the whole day. It says not like that. That's me the rabbonim. But me not teire, you klakrishma the whole day. This is amur the kikes of Mishnah. But Reiv Achreinim vehemently disagree with the Kess of Mishnah. They say, no, after the third hour, you are not Yaitse, period. Forget about it. I watch with the Kess of Mishnah's Kasha. Yes, a good Kasha. He says, of course, it would say, Kima, the Taitz of Kima means to get up. It would say, Va'om Decha, when you're up. Then you talk it right. So the whole day you're up. The whole day is as man amide. But since it says uvukumech, uvukumech means when you get up. So get up is only the first 3 hours of the day. Now we will appreciate what is bothering the Mishnah Berurah. Koira. So it says, after Shoreviyas, you don't say the brachas anymore. Kaira Baloy Bichesel. I am Bavush Shekosa, Yochelikrosa. If you want, you can light it. Lakavonu Shetim Shikreno. It's a good thing. Not out the mitzvah of Krishna, because they shikabol of Il Malchushamay. Ablaini Mechuyev. He's not Mechuyev to light it. Shani Mekayim was a mitzvah says to the Krishna. Lachamoy Shiskimu Kolachroinim, not like the Kesem Mishnah. שהם נמשך זמן קרישמה מנתאי רק עד של אישו ישרחנאו. So במילא, so that what the Mechaber says, קוירו, not to be mekayim the mitzvah of קרישמה של שחריס, no, קוירו, to be mekabel on himself, אל מלכו שמיים. That means there's no חיוב, the חיוב, the זמן, וקומחו means to, until people get up, and that's to של אישו יש. But קוירו, it's a good thing to learn it, that's a good thing. Vita, but this is very, very important to me. Kolmokim, parshas tzitzis oishare psukim shemaskim yitzias mitzrayim mechuyev min ha'toyre kol hayom. There's a mitzvah of Krishma. Diparta bom b'shach b'chov kumech. That's the mitzvah of Krishma. There's a mitzvah of leman tizke that we should remember yitzias mitzrayim. That mitzvah, kol yemei chayecho, which is by day and by night, the mitzvah of remembering Shechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is knowing the whole day, so that a person should know, if he passes man krishma, so that's a movish v'yuchal itzkayim. But al kaponim is mechuyev to say the parsha of tzitzis, Or another mimer which mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mikombok in Parsha Sitzes Shar Pesukim Shem Mischiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Mechuyev Min HaToyre Kol Hayom. This is Amir de Gezach. A person, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He didn't say Krishna. Say Al Kaponim the Parsha of Sitzes that you Mechuyev to say. Dominatoira Lenik Bazman Lishiroso, my Shikos was Shagasai Minuda, the Arab was man Schiris, it is Mitrai, Ain Shah. Amen.